The Shiite Muslims of Iraq are the majority of that country's population. They follow the movement of Islam that predominates in neighboring Iran. Most other Iraqis are Orthodox or Sunni Muslims, some of them Arab, some of them Kurdish. We offer this by way of introduction to Dr. Hamad Al-Bayati, who is the London spokesman for SCIRI, the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq. This week we're hearing what Iraq's various opposition groups make of their country's future. Dr. Al-Bayati's group represents the Shiites. It is friendly with Iran, and unlike some others who ask Washington, please come liberate us, SCIRI has been unenthusiastic about a large U.S. invasion. Dr. Al-Bayati says a post-Saddam Iraq should allow all of the country's diverse ethnic and religious groups to practice their own cultures.
We would like to see one government in Baghdad, one united Iraq, but we might have federal regions in Kurdistan where Kurdish people can have their cultural rights by having their own language, their own culture being studied at schools and university. In the south, the beliefs of the Shiite could be taught in schools. In the last 80 years or so, all the Iraqi schools were teaching actually Islam according to one sect, which is the Sunni sect, and the Shiites were deprived from their rights. Such thing could happen. We could have different curriculum for schools in different autonomous region or federal parts of Iraq.
So different school curricula, different educational curricula, but the same laws all throughout the entire country?
I think the laws should be centralized and all the country will enjoy the same laws. We would like to see an independent judicial system where the government doesn't interfere in the laws. And that's what we'd like to see. We never thought that we will have a different law in the south than the north.
Dr. Al-Bayati, explain something to me. Try to reconcile this seeming contradiction. You describe a revolution that should occur in Iraq that sounds to my ears constitutional, federal, democratic. The name of your organization is the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq. To American ears, at least, that sounds like the Ayatollah Khomeini, Islamist politics, Sharia, that is Islamic law, all sorts of things that we don't associate with constitutional democratic revolution.
We have to know the background in which this organization was established. After Saddam took over in 1979, he started to crush all Islamic movement, including the religious authority of the Shiite in Najaf. He executed the highest religious authority for the Shia in Najaf and thousands of his followers and hundreds of his students. And at that time, the only thing which was there in Iraq is the Islamic resistance. This is why we called our organization the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution. Now we are realistic. We believe that we should work with other groups such as Kurds, nationalists, liberals, Democrats. And the common objective is to overthrow Saddam regime and to have a democratic system in Iraq, and we'll be happy to see that an Islamic state or a Shiite state on the model of Iranian revolution or Iranian government.
Looking at the countries that neighbor Iraq, who would the natural allies of a democratic Iraq be, in your view? The best friends to an independent, democratic, post-Saddam Hussein Iraq?
We would like to see good relation with all neighboring countries. However, those countries around us who oppose Saddam's policy, they will be, of course, the most friendly countries for us in the future.
Yeah, some American policymaker somewhere is hearing you and saying, and has heard you already, and is saying, he's talking about Iran. He's saying that the new Iraq should be close to this country that President Bush says is part of the axis of evil.
Yeah, but on the other hand, the American government, we know they try to talk to the Iranians. They have certain channels. I've been in touch with American officials for a long time, and they express their views that they would like to improve the relation with Iran. So the matter of the excess of it doesn't mean that it will stop Iraqi people from having good relation with Iran, who suffers from a war launched by Saddam. It's the same with Kuwait. Kuwait suffered from a war. We would like to see a friendly relationship. But I think we'd like to see good relation with other countries such as Turkey, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, in the end of the day, these are our neighbors. We can't push them away. We have to have good relation with them.
Do you believe, by the way, that the tensions between Iraq and Iran in recent years have been simply because of the regime in Baghdad? Or is there some historic tension there? After all, before the Islamic Revolution, the Shah of Iran was at war with the Iraqis as well. There might be some historic rivalry that would resume after a democracy in Iraq.
I think the Iranian tried to improve their relation with Iraq, especially Khatami government. Khatami government realized that there is no way they can improve their relation with Saddam, and the only way is just to think that another government will replace Saddam regime with which they can deal.
Unlike other opposition groups, which may have intellectuals and politicians and exiled, expatriate Iraqis in their ranks, your group actually has troops. You have some men-at-arms. Do you expect them to see action if and when the U.S. sees action and other Western countries see action in Iraq against Saddam Hussein?
Our force is not going to be part of an invasion to the country. However, if there will be an agreement between the United States and Iraqi opposition about a certain scenario in which the opposition will play a role, we might see our forces taking action in Iraq. We have thousands of fighters under arms. We have thousands in reserves. We have the tribes in southern Iraq who are supportive to our religious leadership. We have forces in Kurdistan and northern Iraq. And we've been active through secret cells all over Iraq, including the capital, Baghdad. Our forces hit the presidential palace in Baghdad 5 times in 1 year time. So our forces are outside and inside Iraq, and we could play an important role along with other Iraqi opposition groups. And altogether, we can establish a real army to help to get rid of this monster's dictatorship.
It would be a real army, but a rather small army. Do you assume that whatever it did on the ground would have to be supported by air power from the United States?
Yes, I agree that we need an air power from the United States to help us, but according to our resolution, that's international legitimacy, that's the will of the world, and we welcome such support.
Well, Dr. Albayati, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Hamad Albayati is the London representative of the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, one of the opposition groups, one whose members are largely Shiite Muslims in Iraq, the majority of the population of that country. He spoke to us from London.